Rebels in Libya say that forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi continue to bombard the city of Misrata using rockets, heavy artillery rounds, and according to the International Organization for Migration, as many as 5,000 migrant workers are still trapped in the city, along with the Libyan citizens of Misrata who are trying to get out. Last week, Iman, a U.S. citizen, actually dual U.S.-Libyan citizen, left Misrata. She escaped. She'd been living there with her Libyan husband and baby daughter, but as the violence escalated, she got onto a small fishing boat and made a 24-hour journey to Malta. And as I understand, Iman, you are now in Ireland with your husband and your baby. But can you tell me what that escape was like and how you got out of Misrata on a little boat?
Well, as you said, as the violence escalated and the humanitarian conditions deteriorated very quickly, we decided to leave. We made way through. The majority of the city is still held by the rebels, so we made our way to the port. The first day that we tried to go, we weren't able to leave because I believe that they received a shipment of arms. The rebels received a shipment of arms, and so they didn't allow anyone even near the port. The next day, we tried to leave again and were able to go on board a ship. We were initially waiting for 5 journalists, 3 British and 2 German, to join us, but unfortunately they weren't able to make it.
And so we
left the port at about 2 and arrived the next day in Malta at 2:30 the next day in the afternoon.
But you were on a boat for 24 hours with an 18-month-old, right?
Yes.
And you left a large number of family members behind in Misrata?
Yes, all of my extended family and all of my husband's family. He has 9 brothers and sisters and their children and his father. So we left quite a bit of family.
And the fact that your family is still there, I suspect, is one reason why we don't want to be using your name or identify you in any way. And we're grateful for your speaking with us this morning. What is it like to negotiate just basically building-to-building travel in your city when you have to deal with the arms landing at the port for the rebels, also the possibility that Gaddafi forces are shooting from mosques? We're getting reports of that this morning. Give us a sense of what you see when you go out of your home.
Just complete destruction. I mean, the streets are beyond recognition. You can't yet. Streets that I've traveled on frequently, I couldn't even recognize at that point. There's just so much destruction. There's just everything was in shambles. And the rebels, in an attempt to kind of make roadblocks, were putting in cars that were burned just in the middle of the street, or just containers that were filled with sand. They were putting blankets on the floors, just putting blankets in the roads and then lighting them with fire to make smoke screens. So it was just complete destruction.
When
we were on our way, there were gas stations that had lines between 1.5 to 2 kilometers long.
Wow.
I'm sorry, miles long. So like 3, sometimes 3 kilometers. The lines were for the...
To get
for the
petroleum.
For gas stations. And my husband tried to get bread that day, and he was in line for 2 hours, and they said that it was going to take another hour, so we had to leave. We weren't able to get any bread. So it's just very difficult to get just basic supplies, things like bread, things like diapers, just food, clean water is difficult to get. Just, you know, the humanitarian conditions are just abominable.
And yet your husband is going back, possibly as early as next week. Why?
To be with his family and to try to do anything that he can to help the city.
Was he planning to fight?
In order to fight, you have to bring your own arms. So unless he's able to purchase his own arms, then he won't be able to fight. But even before that, he was helping with food distribution. Everyone's trying to do their part, you know, trying to go get clean water and give it to the civilians just so that they're able to drink, or just everyone's trying to do their part in different ways. So at least he'll go and help.
Have you seen signs of NATO aircraft shelling Gaddafi's forces, or have you seen signs of NATO's accusing Gaddafi's forces of using what they call immoral tactics, hiding in hospitals and firing from the roofs of mosques? Have you seen that as well?
Yeah, my brother-in-law lives behind the old hospital that they were doing renovations in, and he had to, and they had to evacuate them. What they did was blow, using dynamite, they blew holes into into all of his neighbors' houses to kind of try to create a tunnel to protect them. And that's how they had to evacuate himself, his five children, his in-laws, and his in-laws, his mother-in-law's brother. They just left with the clothes on their backs. Behind them was the hospital, and there were snipers above it, and it was where the regime forces were storing their supplies. So they've been, you know, trying to seek cover with civilians. They're hiding in apartment buildings and garages. But my biggest issue is that they allowed the regime forces to even enter the city.
Right. Well, that's the question. Iman, you are the first window that we've had on this city. Is there a pro-Qaddafi constituency inside Misrata, or is it all external and NATO is allowing them to get into a city that's essentially with the rebels?
The vast majority of the city is with the rebels. There are a few people who have been with the regime for decades and whose hands are dirty with blood and who, if the city falls to the rebels, will be in a lot of trouble. So there are some, very few people, especially because, the way this society is made up in Libya, people live in family, are very tight-knit with their families and with their tribes. And so when someone is killed, you more likely than not know that person. It's either your neighbor's cousin or your sister-in-law's brother's wife or something like that, with social connections being so close.
There are
very few people who haven't been hurt by the regime.
But with all this destruction, Iman, and the possibility of chaos for years in Libya, and so many people have died and the city destroyed, is the fight to get Qaddafi out of power still worth it to you?
Yes, I believe so. I mean, if he's able to regain control of the city, he'll kill whoever's left. So for them, it's either freedom or death.
Iman, American and Libyan citizen, had been living in Misrata with her husband and 18-month-old daughter, escaped to Ireland a week ago. Her husband is returning next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're not using her full name for the safety of her family still left in Misrata. She's talking about the humanitarian crisis in what has been her home city for 2 years.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.